You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New data in the United States shows that about 12 to 16% of patients who receive the Moderna or Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine experience slight swelling of lymph nodes. While harmless, these symptoms can often be mistaken as signs of breast cancer. To clear up anything that women getting the vaccine may find confusing, I spoke to the director of the Breast Institute New Zealand and medical advisor to the Breast Cancer Foundation, Dr. Monica Saini. So today we're talking about a possible side effect of the COVID-19 vaccine, which isn't harmful, but as there's a lot of conspiracy theories about the vaccine, would you like to start with a statement about how this is not a dangerous side effect, but something just to be aware of?
That's exactly right, Zoe. So we have some reports from the US where both vaccines have been distributed, and in a small percentage of patients, around 12 to 16%, people experience some mild swelling of lymph glands, or lymph nodes, as we say in medicine, that was in their armpit area or in the neck. And it's important to note because that swelling they noticed was on the same side that they received the jab. And why this is not harmful is that it means the vaccine is working. It's making those wonderful antibodies we need in order to fight the virus. So all of our bodies are a little bit different, so we react a little bit differently to the vaccine. But in the end, the vaccine does what it needs to be doing, which is teaching our immune system how to fight the virus. So this is a very good thing. And this side effect, like I said, in a small percentage of people, is not something to worry about. Just take note of if you notice it on one side and could it be the same side as you've had the jab, it should resolve within 10 days. And if you have any questions or uncertainty, always go back to your GP.
And why we're talking about it today is that these symptoms can also look like breast cancer symptoms. Are there any other symptoms of breast cancer which can be mimicked by the COVID-19 vaccine?
No, this is really the main one. And the reason is that we will sometimes find an enlarged lymph node in a woman's armpit as a sign of cancer, and it's in a very small percentage of cases that we didn't see something in the breast originally. So it's more important as women get to screening age at 40, if they have their mammogram and we happen to see, we can see sometimes these lymph nodes on the mammogram images. So it's really important for radiologists like myself who interpret the mammogram to just know that you may have had the jab, and when you had the jab, was it in the last couple of weeks, and which side. That way, we don't unnecessarily call you back in to investigate further. We actually may have a really good explanation. So that's why it's really important for women to know, especially as they're undergoing screening. And to that point, it's really important that women get their screening, because right now, the best prevention is early detection. So we need women to show up for their screening exams, and as the Breast Cancer New Zealand Foundation recommends, starting at 40 and going every year for your mammogram and then revising and relooking at risk factors at 50. So I realize your audience may be a bit younger. You know, you may have a mom or grandmother or sister or aunt, you know, all of those people who may be delaying getting breast cancer screening, and we don't want that to happen because the longer we delay someone who may potentially have a breast cancer, it could continue to grow, get bigger. And what happens when breast cancers get bigger, it means more aggressive and invasive treatment, means maybe not being able to conserve or keep your breast, or it may mean, you know, radiation or chemotherapy. So when we catch breast cancers on mammogram, we are trying to find things that are so small, there's no way you would feel them. We're talking 2 millimeters in size, which then means a lot less aggressive therapy, maybe it's a half-hour surgery at most, and it means a 95% cure rate. So what's important for your listeners to know why screening is so important is that hopefully it never enters a journey for any woman, but if it does, let it be one tiny chapter of a very long book.
Is there any advice you would offer to women who are below screening age, so in their 20s or even 30s, who get the COVID-19 vaccination, experience a bit of swelling? Would you recommend going in to get a mammogram anyway, just in case?
No, so let's be clear. So the vaccine itself, it has this small side effect in some people, it's doing its job, it'll resolve. And if you find that you're having some armpit swelling that's now going on and it's past, you know, the couple of weeks, or it's unrelated to the jab that you had, then that's a good reason to go see your GP. I do see a lot of young women, unrelated to the vaccine, I see a lot of women who come in with complaints of breast pain. And I've just recently written a piece on breast pain because it affects so many women. Probably about 50% of the patients I see in their 20s or 30s are coming in concerned about breast pain and worried that this might be a sign of breast cancer. The good news is breast cancer rarely causes breast pain, and it's even more rare in young women. But it's one of those problems that's a bit of a nuisance. So if you're stressed and there's a lot of things going on and you're experiencing breast pain, it's going to create more worry for you. If you go to the Facebook page for Breast Institute New Zealand, we've written a long blog post on this. But the short things are, keep track. If you're having breast pain, try to notice where it is in your cycle and if it's occurring in both breasts, and if it comes and goes, which is a really good sign that it is related to your period and your cycle, those normal hormones going up and down. The other thing that to note, especially for your population, is I have a lot of women coming complaining of breast pain, and it oftentimes is an ill-fitting bra. I know it sounds silly, but it's amazing how these contraptions can cause pain, and so sometimes it means going up a size, not wearing an underwire, changing up a routine, and just making sure you're more comfortable so your body's feeling more comfortable. So if there's any question and you're experiencing breast pain and it doesn't sort of fit the things I'm talking about, then that's a good sign to go to a GP. And if they feel there's something there of greater concern, then you might see me for an ultrasound, which is a test that uses sound waves to look into the breast tissue. Similar to, you may have had the experience or seen on TV, people have had ultrasounds when looking for babies. So the ultrasound test can look in the breast tissue and tell us if there are normal things in the tissue. So these are kind of the things that you might experience more in your 20s to 30s. And if you're having pain and you're not finding answers, definitely go see your GP, and your GP can send you to me to see if we need to do any further testing. But back to your question of, should young women be getting mammograms? No, not for the vaccine. If you have a family history, which I know might be somewhat complex to go through in this short period of time, but if you have a number of family members, especially a mother or sister who've had breast cancer, then there might be a reason to have a conversation with a GP about your risk and when to start screening mammograms, because it may be earlier than 40. But for the general population, you know, most of these things can be sorted and resolved. And if you're unsure, please go see your GP.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.